Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I hope you enjoyed your Independence Day, got some time to spend with family and friends, maybe took a little bit of a vacation, if you will, from politics, didn't get too embroiled. I know it's difficult these days. Number one, when you go shop for food, you're like, whoa, this 4th of July cost me a lot. The hot dog cost what? Remember when a hot dog was practically a giveaway item at the fair or something like that? Now it's a moneymaker. People, that'll be $3.89. It's a bun and a piece of meat. Yep. And if you want chips and soda with it, it's $19.73. What? Crazy inflation. Have we forgotten about inflation? I'm just curious. Average price of gasoline still almost double what it was from when Trump left office. And that's with it being reduced. The Democrats brag when the number comes, oh, it's been reduced for $4 because at one point it was $7. What? So I'm supposed to feel good about that. We brought in, inflation is now coming down. It's been reduced 40%. Yeah, but it was up 173% under Biden. Oh, hey, there is good news, though, folks. You ready? Pride Month is over. Now gays have to go back to having no pride. 11 months of no pride. What are they going to do? I guess that's how it works, isn't it? If you have a Pride Month and your month ends, well, what do you do? What do you go back to? Oh, what? Just being human beings where we don't have to worry about? And let me tell you, I couldn't stand, every time you turn on TV, the thing where it's you know, like the guide, Pride Month, you scroll, and Pride Month, and they have the rainbow there. Pride Month, Pride TV, check out Pride, Pride, Pride. Now I'll just watch these non-prideful shows. I did get into Yellowstone a little bit. I watched the very first episode. I hadn't seen it. I came in on episode 5, where the daughter came back. I didn't understand her role. She seemed kind of, you know, just hard. But when I watched the first one, I got that she's the killer. She's the one that's got that instinct that, you know, go for the throat. And the sons are kind of weak. All the boys are weak. Yeah, you gotta have. I mean, that's the way to get a show produced, right? If he'd made the girl, you know, if the boy, another guy was strong and the girl was weak, who would have cared about that? I'm not poo-pooing on Yellowstone. I'm just, my producers are like, I like Yellowstone. Okay, I get it. I like it too. And by the way, I like that girl. I saw her when she did that movie with Denzel Washington where they were both in rehab. They had kind of a love affair for a little bit. I remember thinking, well, that's a kind of a sexy girl. You know, I'm going to put it this way. In a non, how would you say it? She's sort of, well, let's just say she's not meant for to be a debutante, okay? But she's got, there's some sex appeal to her. It's like the girls that dance burlesque. They didn't have to show you anything. It was their sensuality that made you go, wow. You're very fortunate if you find somebody that is both sexy and sensual. It's a very rare combination, if I do say so myself. Love getting my guys riled up. Hey, you know who didn't have a good 4th of July? Independence Day. The Bidens. Because they're contemplating losing their independence. Think about the legacy of the Biden family. I mean, it is fit for Jerry Springer. And it could end up with both of these guys being in prison. Now, you're not going to send Joe Biden to prison because it would look bad to send a former, even though he was made president in a coup, they're not going to send him to prison, but they're going to clip his wings pretty good. He will not be remembered in history as a good guy. And the Democrat Party that supported him, that cheated him in, oh, it's up to us, folks, to make sure history gets written on what they did. Anyway, the Biden legal teams got double time pay. They worked over the holiday. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they worked. they got, as my grandfather would say, there's no rest for the weary. They got the classified documents issue. That's not going away. You're going to put pressure on Trump and then you can't do anything with Biden? That ain't going away. What about the suspicious activity reports and the banking irregularities? How are you going to answer the question of that, Joey Biden? Huh? Huh? You have my word as a Biden. Yeah, I don't know that I want that. What about the shell companies? All these shell companies they set up. The easy question would be, why did you do that? Why didn't you just say, this is Joe Biden, Inc., or LLC, this is Hunter Biden, LLC, and here's James Biden, LLC, and all the other, I think there's 9 of them total. The 9 Bidens, at one point I thought there were 12, but I think there were 9. Little granddaughter, grandbaby Biden, LLC. And then let's figure out what they all did, what these corporations did to get whatever monies they had in there, including Hallie Biden, dead brother's wife that Hunter Biden shacked up with for a while. Because, got to keep it all in the family. So the Bidens didn't have a good... I don't think I would have wanted to be part of their 4th of July Independence Day celebration. Recordings of the big guy talking to a Ukrainian oligarch, the dude who was part of the whole Burisma thing. How are you going to rationalize that one, Joey B? Just curious, man. Just talking. We're just talking among friends, having a scotch. How are you going to rationalize that? Evidence being offered weekly now by whistleblowers. And this evidence can't be dismissed. They can't even use... They can't even use that whistleblower is a crackhead excuse. You get what I'm saying? When your son is a crackhead, you can't look at who the source is. Look at what he's done. That guy, he hangs out with prostitutes and he does drugs. And he's a total crackhead. And he forgets and leaves his lab. Oh, sorry. That was my boy. You can't do it. You have no recourse. So you got to grin and bear it. You got to take it. Oh, and let's not forget that burner phone. Woo-hoo. I can't even imagine what the Democrats are doing right now. I think it said AT&T. Can you imagine the pressure being put on AT&T, the CEO, to get in there and get rid of the records? And let me tell you, I don't know how you'll feel about it, but what if they came back and said, well, we did try to subpoena the phone records of Joe Biden and the burner phone, but the records have been erased. The records have been deleted. Man, woo! Talk about Hillary Clinton bleach-bitten and beating up on some telephones with a hammer. Boy, oh boy, that would open up a can of worms now, wouldn't it? Got him in a rock and a hard place, a rock and a bigger rock. Feel free to go, people. You've earned it. Shoot. We've taken a lot of heat for a lot of different stuff while our time has come.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Donald Trump got a rousing reception when he went to an iconic Philly cheesecake restaurant in Philly, I believe it was. And it just goes to show you, wherever the guy goes, he's a rock star. Not a single boo. Rousing. Nobody protesting or whatever. I'm not saying that there aren't people that are detractors, but I'm telling you, there's nobody in this country more popular than Donald Trump. Nobody. Barack Obama, Jay-Z, all of them, name it, Donald Trump draws a larger audience. Now, you may not like that, but those are the facts, and the facts is facts. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We'll get more into Trump here in a bit because he deserves our time and attention. But I want to ask you two questions to begin this segment. How much longer can the establishment try to cover for Joe Biden? That's question number one. Question number two, how much longer can the establishment try to hurt Donald Trump? Because you have competing things happening here. If you try to protect Biden and the population is going, wait a minute, we see what's going on. We see the dual system of justice. You're in trouble. If you try to hurt Trump, you've got a big disjoint between what people see for Donald Trump. And they're saying, wait a minute, this guy hasn't done anything wrong. Why are you targeting him? Everything the Bidens are doing, they're getting away with you. You're targeting Trump. You have this disjoint. It's harmonic dissonance, but it doesn't sound good like it does when you're playing some jazz piano. No, it doesn't. And people, they feel it. Play two notes right next to each other. It sounds really bad. And you can sense it. But the Democrats no longer have the ability to play it as part of a jazz thing, right? Where you put the two next to the three, but you it's like adding a little bit of salt to a sugar recipe. Right? That's what it should be like. But in this case, no. They got too much salt and too much sugar, and you don't like either one. You're like, ugh, too sweet, but it's salty. There's nothing that makes you go, ah, this is delicious. Yeah, baby. Let's all get in that jazz mode. Come on. Boom, ba doom, boom. By the way, Melissa took me to see a jazz deal while we were in where were we? Atlanta. Like Joe Biden. Oh, we were in Iran. No, we were in Atlanta. And she says, hey, we didn't get a chance to celebrate your birthday the way we would normally do it. So you want to go see this jazz deal? It was phenomenal. Let me tell you who this guy was. I got his card right here. His name is Zachary Bartholomew. And he's a pianist and a composer and an educator. And he was phenomenal. He and his trio were spectacular. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to post videos, but I'm only going to let people see it who are in Backstage Club and see us just kind of hanging out. And again, the only reason why we haven't gotten this up and running, it isn't because there are people that are in members of Backstage Club, but they can contact me. And if they want anything special, I'll do it. I'll call them. You name it. You tell me what you want in Backstage Club. I'll do it. Andy, I know you've been trying to join. Bob, I know you were, you as well. I talked to you guys. You know, we email, so you're cool. You know, everybody's not getting that. But anyway, they were phenomenal. And I really appreciate her doing that because it took the edge off of a very long trip with a lot of stuff going on. But anyway, those are the two questions. How much longer can the establishment try to cover for Biden? How much longer can the establishment try to hurt Donald Trump? So let's cover the first part, covering for Biden. What can that get the Democrats long term? I mean, what has it gotten them so far? Covering for Biden has exposed every dirty little thing that these people have tried to do. Comer, well, I'm not going to play the clip again. We played it in the first hour. But Comer said the Bidens are compromised in every possible way, and you can directly tie it to policy. What they did for China. And by the way, there are recordings from the Chinese saying, we now have our guy in power. Now, I'm not going to tell you that it's definitive, but I will tell you this. There's a preponderance of evidence that shows that Joe Biden has been completely bought off. And for shekels, man. For small amounts of money. I mean, think about the size of the American economy. $25 trillion. China, moving from being the 13th largest country GDP-wise in 2000 to now being the number two. And everything that Joe Biden has done over the decades to foster that. This began early on. I keep telling people this. And where are they now? What have they gotten for peanuts, man? $20 million can get you trillions of dollars of what? Influence? Or not just in America, around the world. Trillions. The Chinese would be nothing if America flexed its muscle. If we did this, if we said, you know what, China, we're done. We're not going to do any more business with you. Because the amount of business we do in China doesn't offset. I mean, well, let's just put it this way. We have a $1 trillion trade deficit. Not just with China, but monthly, we almost hit $1 trillion of trade deficit, and about half of that was with China. At one point, we were $375 billion of their economy, talking about swapping. So let's imagine that we took back the $375 billion that we lost, and whatever we were doing in China, we moved it nearshore or to some other countries. How would those countries do? If we wanted to empower Africa and start an industry, get that pace productive. If the Democrats really cared about black people and they put $375 billion we shipped to the Chinese and we put it into the infrastructure of Africa and said, let's build you up, what would it do? I'm talking about we supervise it. We get with the country, their leader. We say, we will do this, but we're going to run it. I don't care what the optics are. Oh, you're going to bring white people to run Africa. Yeah, if you want our $375 billion, which is probably five times larger than the average African's GDP, African country GDP, we're going to make sure that you put in the infrastructure. We're going to bring in the experts. That's what China does. China sends people over to Africa. They bring money in, but you know what they do? They rape the country. They take all their cobalt, their lithium, all this stuff. You know who's doing all the hard labor? Little African boys and girls. Dying in cobalt mines, lithium mines, titanium mines, uranium mines. They're raping that country right before our very eyes, and we do nothing. We could go over there, run it the right way, and build Africa's economy. You think Joe Biden's got any ideas around this? Did Barack Obama do it? Did baby black Jesus do it? No. None of them did it. And the reason is they don't care. They don't care. And they're also mad at Africa because Africa didn't want to take all those vaccines. Here, little Africans, here's some vaccines. No, we don't want your stuff. You keep your vaccine. You keep your vaccination. We don't want. Some more Chinese and African. You'd think I'd have a better African accent. When we come back, I'm going to answer these questions about how long the establishment can cover for Biden and try to hurt Trump.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 10 people dead, 38 people wounded in three separate mass shootings in the U.S. over the 4th of July holidays. President Biden yesterday condemning the violence, calling once again for the tightening of America's gun laws. Severe weather threatening the central U.S. from Illinois to Colorado. Forecasters say severe storms likely today from Chicago south to St. Louis and Little Rock, and a heat wave also in other parts of the country, including the southwest parts of New England and Florida. Minutes from the Federal Reserve's June policy meeting expected to show an appetite for more rate hikes to help bring down inflation. Meta planning to release a microblogging app called Threads tomorrow, designed to directly compete with Twitter. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Before we get back to talking about the Bidens and their serious problems that are going to be coming up for them, I want to say to you guys, when we get back on that subject, this is something you've got to do. You must reinforce everything that we're talking about here when you're talking to any leftist. This has to be your topic of discussion. This has to be what you put on your Facebook, your Twitter, everything. You cannot let these people believe that they can just sweep this under the rug. And quite frankly, you should be talking about it now. You should be bolstering everything that we're saying, and you should be boasting about it. The fact that we are right. And I'm glad that you're listening to the program, because at least we can kind of help you connect the dots if you're not doing it yourselves. But this is something we must do. I look at this as truly the second revolution. And coming off of July the 4th, Independence Day, when we fought against a tyrannical despot to show him that no matter how powerful you think your government is or you think your military is, the people will win in the end. And we get this opportunity to do this. We get this opportunity over the next 250 years, give or take, to say we took a stand and we fought off this most oppressive government I've ever seen in my life compared to King George. Holy crap. King George was a benevolent ruler. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I want to show you how blatantly Joe Biden and his administration will lie to your face. Not that you need any more, you know, for me to show you, but I'm going to. And here it is. Number one, Joe Biden says he creates 500,000 jobs a month. He says he has created more jobs than any other president in history. And in fact, the chart they shows growth of the last four of every president, with the exception of Trump, growth being negative, and Joe Biden having all the growth. You should see the chart. It's a blatant lie. Blatant. But let's look at how the left lies. I just gave you the one that gets me the worst is the blatant lie. It's the one that my kid does when he says something, and I look at him and I go, I'd have to be a fool to believe that lie. See, those are the ones that piss me off the most, because essentially it's a blatant lie. You know it's a lie. He knows that it's a lie to me, and he has to know that I know it's a lie. Those are the ones that get me.
If it was one that I had to verify, I had to make a phone call, whatever, it would be different. This is one where it's like, I see you break something. I ask you, did you break it? You say, no, I didn't break it. And I go, I just watched you break it. And you go, no, you didn't see me break it. Those are the ones that get me, and I probably get to you too. So the left will blatantly lie to your face. In no particular order, they will lie by omission. They won't tell you all the facts. That's one of their favorite lies. What they sneaked into something or what they left out of something. They do it all the time. The third is they will lie for sport. They will lie just to see if you'll go for it, if you'll believe it. And there's a host of other lies that the left will do. The lies in the way that they lie are so creative, it's amazing to me. The favorite one that they like to do is where they manipulate the data.
Oh, black people are killed disproportionately. Look at another black man shot.
And they won't tell you, oh yeah, well, the number of encounters with police with blacks is this. The actual number of blacks killed by police is a fraction of what it is per population, yada, yada, yada. They won't tell you that because that's a lie of data. Manipulation, and it's a lie by omission. Oh, and by the way, it happens to be a blatant lie. And, oh, you know what? It's the quadfecta, because they also do it for sport. They do it just to get you off kill.
Oh, my God, black people must be oppressed, Kevin Jackson.
You know, they do it just to see if they can get a rise out of you. And what do? We play along. We play along, and we play along.
Well, you know, these statistics are technically wrong.
You should be in their faces going, first of all, stop your lying by omission, your lying by manipulating the data. You lie about the statistics. You know what you do? You lie for sport. Hit them with all of it. All barrels. You got a four-barrel shotgun. Blatant lie, lie by omission, lie for sport, and data manipulation. And I could give you others, but those are all you need for this beginning. Now, there's other creative things that they do. What they call the false choices, right?
Well, if you're not all in for the transgender community, well, then you must be homophobic.
Those are your two choices. No, you could have, you got to always stop them there and go, no. This isn't about two choices. See, I can appreciate if somebody's got a mental illness and wants to be a transgender person. I can appreciate that. I just don't have to get legislated for it. You get it? So, you don't let them lie. But we do. Joe Biden has resided over the worst economy since the Great Depression, an economy that he created with the help of his partners, the Chinese. And this man has the nerve to brag about this economy. He brags when gas prices drop a dollar from the high of $7, and he claims, oh, look at what I did for you. He brags when inflation comes down 22% or whatever, when it's been up 180% since he's been in office. Let me tell you, you are fortunate. I did the math. I'm at least $40,000 more money spent under Joe Biden than I was under Donald Trump. Minimum. That's taxes, everything. I'm talking about excise taxes, tax rate, all of it. I'm more out of it is insane how much money my family spent that would be in the bank. And I can account for it because I know how much gas we use dragging my kid back and forth to baseball clinics. I know what it costs for hotels to go up. I know what my food costs have been. I know what my rent went up $800 a month. Are you kidding me? I know exactly what this clown has cost me. And what we should be doing is driving that home. That if you're on welfare, Joe Biden crushed you. He destroyed you. You're on a fixed income, he destroyed you. Senior citizens, he's killing you. America, he's killing you with Wu flu and vaccines and all this. I mean, this man is more tyrannical than Henry, than King George. I keep thinking Henry VIII. Because, yeah, he wants to cut off our necks. So anyway, Joe Biden put up the jobs creation chart. Said he created 500,000 jobs a month. More than any other president. It is a visual fat lie. And people rightfully called it out for being egregiously wrong. So he killed it. He took it off. People were crushing it to such a degree that he finally said, "Okay, let's just take it down." They get it. They understand that I'm lying. I want you to. Here's what I want you to understand. Donald Trump builds up this economy. I'm talking about the strongest economy we've seen in modern, probably since Bill Clinton. He builds it up. Joe Biden colludes with the Chinese and the Democrats, not just Joe Biden. They collude with the Chinese to destroy the economy. It goes down, and Trump starts to build it back up. But they shut the economy down. Joe Biden gets cheated into office, and they show the chart of people coming back to work as Joe Biden being the guy that did it. And here's what's interesting. They did a tweet afterwards that said 90% of the new jobs during Biden's term can be attributed to the post-pandemic return to work. On February of 2020, before the pandemic hit, 158 million people were employed. On May 23, the U.S. had 160 million people employed, a net gain of 2 million jobs over 38 months, or 55,000 jobs per month. That's what Joe Biden brought back, if you want to call it that. That's his net gain. And that is actual data from a government site. Now, he referenced the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and as I said, what Joe Biden does is they selectively look at the data. And here's what's funny. I've looked at this because Democrats go, "We always do better doing the Democrats." No, they don't. Let me tell you what happens during every presidential administration going from Republican to Democrat. Democrats will destroy whatever a Republican has built. They will create a false narrative. Then, it's like with Bush. They had Bush take the loan for the bank failures and take responsibility for it. Then when Obama came in, Bush had borrowed so much money, Obama didn't have to borrow any, so he became the savior. He didn't save anything. And you know what I hate about this manipulation? Republican leaders should know it. When do you finally go, we're not falling for that trick again? No siree. Joe Biden hasn't done anything to help this economy. Nothing. He's hurt everybody inside of my voice. And unless you're filthy rich, you felt it. You absolutely felt it. So let's not let him get away with it. We got more to talk about these crooked Bidens when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The White House grounds were evacuated on Sunday after Secret Service discovered what they called an unknown item. I'm sure you heard about this. I didn't talk about it on Monday, but it's worth discussing. U.S. Secret Service Uniform Division officers located an unknown item on the White House complex. That's what a spokesperson said. As a precaution, the White House grounds were evacuated and the D.C. Fire Department hazmat team responded. They responded to the area of 18th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. They locked down the roadways to the White House. All roads were closed down, and they reopened them after hazmat came, after the discovery of the unknown substance. Well, when this story was originally reported, they said, "Ooh, we don't know what the substance was." Apparently it was white powder. Anthrax, possibly, huh? Wanted to get Joe Biden. Well, as it turned out, D.C. medical officials later deemed it to be non-hazardous, and the substance was reported to be, dun-dun-dun-dun, cocaine hydrochloride. Now, in case some of you are wondering, well, Kevin, what is cocaine hydrochloride? And does it cure COVID? We're not talking about cocaine hydroxychloroquine. We're not talking about cocaine, what was that other one? Ivermectin. Talking about cocaine hydrochloride, which is really just cocaine. It comes from the coca plant. And it gets grind down and all bunch of other stuff. And a lot of people were thinking, well, Kevin, is cocaine hydrochloride crack? Why are you asking me? Why are you asking a black man? Just because we started crack, just because we needed a cheaper version so we could use it, don't mean that all black people know how it's made. Okay, I'll tell you. So cocaine hydrochloride, which is cocaine, is made into crack with ammonia, essentially ammonia. I know. And what happens is that makes the cocaine become a bit of a rock. That's why they call it crack. Well, they call it crack because the rock, think of rock salt, okay? For some of you white folks that don't know what I'm talking about. But anyways, think of rock salt. So you put this crack in a little pipe. They call it a crack pipe. You light it up, and the fumes come off and give you a quick high. Poof. It's marvelous, I'm told. And because it's coming in a vapor form, it absorbs quicker and gives you that pop that you don't get when you do your regular line through your nose. And we've all put like some Novocaine or something somewhere on your body, or you've got like you've gone to the dentist. I'm presuming cocaine, being a cane drug, it just numbs the senses. And I'm sure there's some other euphoric high. I've never used it, so I don't have a frame of reference. Some of you who've used it, maybe you can enlighten me. But the people that I do know who've used it say it's not a euphoria. It's more of a, you just feel bulletproof. I mean, I can only imagine, it, you know, when you use a cane drug, you know, like I said, it's like Ambisil to stop a toothache and you can stop the pain. I can only imagine how you feel if you feel no pain. I mean, probably feels pretty good, even though I will tell you, your body needs to feel pain. It does. It's very dangerous for people that don't. If you haven't seen studies on that, there are people that have no pain receptors. They burn themselves. They break limbs. They don't even know it. They have no pain receptors. Seems like something you really want, right? If you were in, you know, like a kickboxer or something, a dude hits you, you're like, yeah, whatever. Well, that doesn't mean your lights don't go out. It just means you don't feel it. Doesn't mean you're not getting your ribs broken. You're getting busted up. You just don't feel it. That's not cool. Anyway, going back to this, so they find this unknown substance. It turns out to be cocaine hydrochloride. And the world is in a tizzy. Now, I know if it's found at the White House, your first thoughts might go to Hunter. But really, should it? I mean, maybe Dr. Jill is trying to ease a little bit of the pain that's going on right now. We can't just assume this belongs to Hunter. Not to mention, Hunter has more of a penchant for crack. He doesn't like cocaine in the pure form. No, he likes it when it's crackalized. And by the way, that's how it came to get its name, because it cracks when you... It like cracks when you smoke it. Yeah. I guess that really does make Hunter a cracker. Anyway, yeah, they found this. And here's what I was thinking. It was probably just preparation because they knew Hunter was going to be coming by for the 4th. I mean, makes sense. Hey, did you know that Hunter has been twice now to Camp David with his daddy? Yep, Joey Demento. But you know, they're not talking about business. They're not talking about Hunter's problems. No, Joe Biden would never talk about something like that. Come on, y'all. You know better than that. That would be horrible.
crack cocaine found at the White House. Well, this is a different White House, I'll tell you. Different than the Trump White House, who Trump, by the way, never used drugs. I've never heard of his kids using drugs. And Trump says he didn't drink. He's never had a drink. Hard to believe, isn't it? I mean, college, and he was in the military school. Never had a drink. Why? Because his big brother, who he idolized, was an alcoholic. And here we've got the civil White House, the ones who brought civility and class to the White House. And they find cocaine there. I find that pretty... The optics of that is not very good when you consider what Hunter's been involved in. You know what I mean? It's not very good optics. Remember, I don't know if you saw this, it just came out. Hunter Biden filmed himself driving 172 miles per hour while he was high on crack. He was smoking crack at the time. On his way to Vegas for, I don't know what, gambling, prostitutes, you know, just good, clean Biden living. Speaking of the Bidens, Joe Biden believes that he's going to get out of this thing. He really does. He has greased all the skids that he thinks... Now, forget the crack cocaine thing. I'm talking about he thinks he's going to get out of the entirety of this situation. They let the statute of limitations run out. He doesn't think Merrick Garland's going to get in trouble. Weiss isn't going to get in trouble. Host of other people are going to skate. Joe's feeling pretty good. He says... They're quoted as saying, he said... You don't F with a Biden. Yeah. He's above the law. Dual system of justice it is, right? He's above the law. Is he?
Congresswoman Nancy Mace. Congresswoman, it's great to see you this weekend. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Maria, as always.
So what's going on in terms of the DOJ? We are hearing increasing stories that Merrick Garland, the AG, perhaps got in the way of the U.S. Attorney's investigation. David Weiss says that he was stopped at every turn trying to do the investigative steps necessary in investigating tax crimes of Hunter Biden.
Right, and it's very clear here that somebody is lying, and I trust these whistleblowers far more than I trust the Attorney General Merrick Garland, and what we ought to be doing is subpoenaing everybody, every single document, every deposition, especially Hunter Biden's yesterday, anything that there is, because what we have learned is that the DOJ has been complicit and has been covering up this investigation. You heard from the IRS whistleblower this week, and what I want to do is I want to call Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, I want to have him to Congress under oath and ask him if he ordered the code red, because the more that we learn about this, the worse it gets. And I think this is going to go down as one of the most corrupt presidents, most corrupt administrations in U.S. history. And I can't express how angry I am, Maria. The more that I learn about this, the far worse it gets. And the fact that they were blocking this investigation of corruption and money laundering, you know, literally the Biden family sold our country out. It's unbelievable and it's obscene, and every American should be angry about this.
Well, your committee, the House Oversight Committee, has uncovered a whole host of evidence, and the chairman, James Comer, told me last week that he thinks it could be upwards of $40 million that you can identify of money taken in by the Biden family. How long has this been going on, and what can you tell us about your investigation right now into the influence peddling?
Well, our investigation will get to the bottom of it. I'll tell you, some of the suspicious activity reports that we've seen, I saw one alone that was over $40 million. Now, that was split between multiple people, not just the Bidens and their family members. But when we talk about, you know, the $18 million that the IRS whistleblower brought up this week, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I think this could go far. It's going to go far north of that. I think it could go further than $50 million that we're talking about.
New numbers coming in on the Biden family grift. Where will it all end? What will be the final number?
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.